Welcome, everybody, to the Directed IRA podcast with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen. If you're watching on YouTube, we've got this beautiful fall, colorful tree leaves turning color image.
Yeah, there's a little frosting on the mountains, as the snowboarders say.
Yeah.
A little frosting on the mountains.
Boy, and it's snowing everywhere. It could be a good ski season. I'm hoping
not
for it.
In Phoenix, but I'm wearing a sweater. So, but enough about the weather. We want to talk about maxing out your retirement account. The IRS has good news. This is one of those rare moments where they have good news. They've increased contribution limits. We're going to hit those so you know what they are. Bottom line, it means you get to put more money in your retirement account. But we also want to go over the rules and common strategies people use to get more money in their retirement accounts. And then lastly, I want to hit some of the stuff people screw up in thinking they're maxing out, but they actually jacked it up. So I want to help you steer clear.
Anything else you want to cover? Do you want to cover the Ukraine-Russian crisis, AIDS in South Africa? Anything else? No, you're good? Okay.
I'm good.
Well, apparently this is going to be a short podcast, but that's an ambitious list, so I'm excited. But they're really short answers.
You know what? If you're good, you can do it faster.
Okay, you guys can handle it. Let me wet your whistle with this, everybody, a little tidbit. Let's say you have an 8-year-old and you have a small business, you're able to compensate them a little bit, help them out, and they're helping in the business. And can you live with an 8-year-old? Can I do an 8-year-old? I'm just going to throw into numbers. $300 a month, which is that's half of a IRA contribution Matt is going to talk about here. So let's say you can do $300 a month. That's around $3,000 a year for your 8-year-old at age 60, $6.3 million. Okay. Wow. Now let's say someone's in their 20s.
That's
I'm just going to do one more.
Industries made last year.
No, let's say you got a 20-year-old and they're just doing a side hustle. You're talking them into this is what I've told my kids, just max out your Roth every year. Just max it out.
Yeah.
So let's say that's $6,500. So we're looking at about 600, I'll do $500 a month. That's the average. Zero savings. They're starting at age 20. Calculate. At age 60, $3 million tax-free dollars. Mm-hmm. People, it's that easy.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about these numbers, you think, well, $6,500, blah, blah, blah. The power of compound interest. Mm-hmm. Get started early. Get your family doing it. Now, you may be listening and you're 40, 50, 60 years old. You're never too late to save. Do not stress about it. Just start saving now. Okay, Matt, tell us.
And everyone starts at zero, okay? Yes. Everybody freaking starts at zero. But we want to talk about how to max it out. Maybe you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s even, and you're like, oh my gosh, I've totally been asleep at the wheel on this. I have not been saving enough, so I need to know how to get to the maximum limits here. We'll hit that. So let me go over the updates, if you will.
And then, yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Here's the updates. Awesome news. They went up big. IRAs. We've been stuck at 6,000 for years. The IRS threw us a bone because we've had inflation. $6,500 a year is what you can put in per year for a traditional or Roth IRA. Now, if you're 50 or older, you get an extra 1,000, so you'll be doing $7,500 a year. Now, this is going to apply whether you're doing a backdoor Roth IRA. We'll mention that here in a moment. Got lots of their content
on that. Any income level.
Exactly. Any income level. You got a 401k solo or you got a day job 401k, your spouse does. We don't care. You can still do the backdoor Roth.
That's right. There is a loophole for every piece of this. Yeah. Do not listen. Well, I have a day job. Doesn't matter. Well, I don't have
I already maxed out my 401k at work.
I'm married, but I'm just a stay-at-home dad or stay-at-home. Doesn't matter. We can get your money in.
Yeah, we got the spousal contribution. So we got lots of little tidbits here. All right, so we got the IRA went up. That was a big one. Now the 401k went up too. Employee contributions in a 401k went from $20,500 in 2022 to $22,500 in 2023. And the total with employee and all the match and employer contributions you can do in a 401k went from $61,000 in 2022 to $66,000 in 2023.
And that's if you're under 50.
Yeah, that's if you're under 50. If you're over 50, you get to put an extra $7,500 a year in 2023. That went up from $6,500 to $7,500. So let's just say you're an employee, you got a day job.
Yeah.
And 2023, you can do $22,500 in employee contributions. I don't even worry about your match yet and what the company's going to throw on. $22,500 plus $7,500. You can put in $30,000 a year in Roth or traditional contributions into your 401k.
Okay. Now, everybody, take a breath. I know.
That was a lot more than $300.
That's awesome. I know some of you are like, yeah, that's all more than $300. But I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, do I do Roth or do I do traditional? Do I need the write-off? That's a conversation for another day. We've done podcasts, Roth versus traditional. listen to that podcast. You would love it. The other issue is some of you are like, I don't have that much money. That's okay. Just start with your Roth IRA. Get the match at work. Some of you are like, I want to put away more. We've got a podcast called The Mega Backdoor Roth. You can listen to that in detail. What we're trying to point out here today is that the limits in just the basic IRAs and just the basic 401ks have gone up. And this starts January 1st. So you can still do your contribution for this year up until April 15th. But then on January 1st, you can do next year's contribution. So theoretically, if you've got a self-directed investment you're trying to do, you could put in $6,000 in January 1st for this last year, and then put in your $6,500 for next year on January 1st. So you could end up with $12,500 in a Roth IRA on January 2nd and go do a little investment.
I do love that doubling up right now at the end of the year. If you haven't done last year and you're rolling into the beginning of 2023, just get double contributions in, double your fund, double. That's like, it's called double stuff. OREO really pioneered it, but you can do it with the IRAs too.
Yeah. And I'm going to say this too. This time of year at Christmas, when you have your annual board meeting, we talk about this constantly. I've got YouTube videos on this and podcasts as well. Hold your annual board meeting at Christmas or Thanksgiving with your family. Talk about the family's Roth strategy. Does every one of your kids, does mom and dad, do brothers, sisters, do they all have their Roth? Are they contributing? You be the brainiac that brings this up in the family meeting. Play Monopoly for 3 hours and then talk about it. Don't play Risk. You'll all be hating each other. But get together, talk about this, and then say, hey, let's invest as a family. Let's get everybody's Roths funded. And come January, let's call up the law firm. Let's get an LLC formed. And hell, we could put together $100,000 between everybody and go do something pretty cool. That's the power of this. So think outside the box. Don't just hyper-focus on, do I have $500 next month? Think of the long run.
I do love Risk, by the way. You lost me back on Risk.
Yeah.
You know what? That is a strategy, you know? Don't try to take over Europe. You're never going to win Risk by trying to win Europe or Asia. Everyone knows you got to go to North America, Australia. Those are the places you go to start your army, all right? Okay.
I love it.
Well, let me hit a couple other things because there are some other increases. Then I want to talk about maxing out and the pitfalls to avoid. All right. HSA. Let's not forget the HSA.
Ooh, yeah, I'm
I know you love it.
Yes.
HSA went up single $3,650 to $3,850 in 2023. Mm. And then $7,300 2022 up to $7,750 for 2023.
For a family. So, or that's for married, family. Married head of household. Up to $7,750.
Yep.
So you don't have to have kids, or you could have kids and not be married. It's a family contribution.
Yeah.
So
you just got a plus one pretty much.
Yeah. Plus one.
It just ain't you.
There you go.
FIDO doesn't count. No. So now Coverdell stays the same. Coverdell still $2,000. But that's where we're at. HSA we love. That's going to go up like we just said. So the contribution limits are going up, which means you're going to be able to throw more money in. But how do you max out? And if you're self-employed, the number one message I want to give out here is, or if you have a day job, I want to give another strategy.
There's two different strategies. You do the self-employed, okay. I'll do the day job.
Okay, all right. So those of you that are self-employed, if you have no employees and you're trying to get a ton of money in, you need to do a solo 401k. The solo 401k is a no-brainer. You should be doing this. You can put $66,000 a year into a solo 401k in 2023. You can choose if you want to do Roth or traditional. We've got other episodes. You did a recent one on solo 401ks. Go check that out. Here we have them on Main Street Business Podcast, our sister podcast. We have episodes on that too. But you have a unique opportunity as a self-employed person to do a 401k for yourself and provide ridiculous matching and employer contributions that no business would do for employees. But since you're the owner and the employee, you just make this generous 401k for yourself. And we have a plan for that on how to do it.
Okay. If you are self-employed, let me just put a rider onto your comment. Yeah. I'm sure you'll put a rider on my employer one.
Without objection.
Without objection. Thank you, the senator from Arizona. Boy, an election day is coming up. Oof. Oh my gosh. You can't even turn on the TV right now.
I don't know how every candidate has my cell phone number. I'm getting texts.
Oh my gosh. We're in a purple state, people. So it's like, it's nuts here. Everybody's going berserk. Okay. If you're self-employed and have employees, then there's more questions to ask ourselves. How long have you had full-time employees? How long have you had part-time employees? And how much do you want to put away? Because we may want to look at alternatives and really max out your Roth and the HSA, some other strategies before you go to what I think is still a wonderful plan is called the Safe Harbor, where you don't have to put away a lot for your employee, but it opens up a lot of doors for you. And now it's too late to implement a Safe Harbor for this year in 2022.
Yeah.
But if you have employees, at least get a consult. Talk to one of our attorneys in the spring. Just say, hey, I've got employees, and then we're going to want to see a census. How long have you had employees, part-time or full-time? And then you could see what the options are. It's still great. We have one. We have a Safe Harbor at our firm. It works great. Matt and I both use it. So, yeah. Okay. All right. Now for employers, why don't you start with employers since I just,
okay. So if you are, you got a day job,
okay.
Look at your company 401k, max out your employee contribution. Remember, you can do 22.5. It's on you. You can choose if you want to do Roth or traditional. Most 401ks have that. Max it out. If you're 50 or older, remember, you're going to get this extra $7,500 now in 2023.
I don't like it.
You don't like
it? No, you forgot my big ad. You know, you got juice squeeze thing. I've got matching out.
Well, that's, you're still maxing.
Well, hold it. Here.
Oh, you want to match it out first.
Yeah, okay, I do. Okay. So here's right. my take.
I have a different opinion.
You do. Yeah. I know you do. So yeah. I'm going to debate this. So if you have a day job, now remember, 40% of Americans have a side hustle. So I think many people that listen to our podcast have a side hustle. So here's my point. Mm. I'd like you to go put in your contribution at work till you get the full match. Then reevaluate. I call it matching out. Match, get your money in. Maybe it's $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, whatever the math is. Do the math. And you just doubled your money. The company's going to do their match. Then you sit back and go, okay, I got a total of 22.5 I can play with. I already put in five. I got my match. I got $17,500 left. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take the $17,500. How am I going to deploy that? If you have a side hustle, you might want to open a solo 401k. That could be a good fit to get a tax deduction against any side hustle income you have, save on some big tax there, and still be making money with your side hustle, funding your future. You can go over and do your HSA, go back and do your Roth. So do the match, get out, go do your individual Roth, because you have more control with an individual Roth. I want you to control your investments by putting all 22.5. Let's say you don't have 40 or 50 grand to put away. You got to be very careful where you put the money because I want you to get your best rate of return. So do the match, be stuck with the company options, go do your individual Roth, open a self-directed Roth and a directed IRA. See, I'm trying to talk you into this. Then go invest it. What the hell,
you know how to hook me.
I know how to hook you. Go do your Coverdale, go do your HSA. Then if you still have money to burn and you're like, I want to, and you don't have a side hustle and you don't have a solo, then after all that, you go back to the company.
So now you're reeling me in.
I'm really in. Did I have you in Roth?
Set up the account at Direct IRA. Hello. Yeah, I like that. That's a good strategy. But here's the thing. Everybody,
it's different.
Know the moves that you can make. All right. Mm. Some people get on the dance floor. They like, everybody's got different moves. You know.
Yeah. If you're going to the hoop, you might have to. You might do a layup. You might have an alley oop. You might
throw it down. But you know,
pull back, hit a three. You never know.
Still 2 points. All right. No matter how you get it in, done. All right. Let me give it another alternative way to think about this. Let's say you don't have the side hustle. Maybe you got a rental property, but you have no other way. I guess with the rental property, you may do the side door 401k.
You're stuck. You are stuck.
Yes. Okay. Let's say all you got going is the day job, but you're high income and you're like, man, I want to sock more money away.
Yeah.
I just want to make one point. This is another way people do it. All right.
Yep.
This is a move. Might not be a Mark Kohler move, but it's a move.
Do your 22.5.
Okay. Do your 22.5. Yes. The company's going to throw in a match, whatever it is. You're getting that free money. You love it. But you're like, man, I just want to sock money away. I love putting in a retirement account. It's a great way to save. It's asset protected. It's forcing me to save. It's building up for the long haul.
And let's say, make it easy. And let's say the company doesn't match a $7,500. So you're at $30,000.
Okay.
I'm setting up the math for you.
All right. You're at $30,000. Now what I want to do a backdoor Roth IRA on top of that. Okay.
Okay. So you go outside.
Now I'm going to do another $6,000, $6,500 in 2023.
Okay.
That I'm dropping in. Now I've got,
$36,000.
$36,500 for 2023 socked away. And that's awesome. That is, if you're making a couple hundred grand a year, that's a big percent of your income that you're saving and putting away.
And let's say you're 45 years old. Yeah. And you're kind of looking down the barrel. I better start saving for retirement. So let's go back to my calculator.
Okay.
This is at markjkohler.com in the tools. You can go to the IRA investment calculator. So you're 45. You want to retire at 60. So you got 15 years. Whew. Should we say 65?
Yeah, let's do 65. Okay. At least you get Medicare at 65.
Okay, so fair enough. A lot
of people like that number.
Okay. So 65. And let's say you're starting at zero.
Yeah.
You're like, guys, I don't have anything going on. Okay, so if you take $36,500, mm-hmm. that's what our goal. You're going to get your match at work, do your 22.5 plus 65. What's that divided by 12? I need a monthly figure.
All right.
So that's $36,500 divided by 12. This is high impact math here we're doing.
About 3,041.
Those $41 are going to matter.
Yeah.
Now, I go for a 10% annual return. I'd like to push it to 12. I think you could go 8, which is totally conservative. I think if you're going to be self-directing a lot of this money and investing in what you know best over the next 20 years, I think you can average greater than 10. It's not a promise, but we see many, many clients do 15 to 20% or better because they invest in what they know. You hit a few home runs, that average is going to go up. We can talk about your freaking rental the last 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, that's self-directed.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I know Matt always is like 10%. That's a little aggressive.
Well, I know.
Matt's doing better than that in his IRA.
I definitely am.
Yep. All right. But we don't want to make promises.
I want to set like easy expectations.
Okay. So we'll go 10%. Okay. I'm going to hit calculate. You ready? Right. Do you want to guess?
I have no idea.
I'm going to say 2 million.
No, I'm going to say, because the time is against you. I'm going to say 1 million.
Okay. 2.3.
Wow.
2.3 million.
That's 20 years of contribution.
Yes, 45 to age 65.
Okay.
2.3 million.
That can work. Now, I've ran the numbers, and I had a YouTube video on this that's coming out. How much do you need to retire? My number? 2.5 million. It's not $1 million anymore to retire. What you need to retire now at any age is $2.5 million.
And is that Roth tax for you, 2.5?
Ooh, good question. Doesn't matter, really. It will eat into what, but it's going to matter on what your lifestyle is going to be.
Yeah.
Because I had a great question. I had a client, I remember asking me.
Roth, better lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I had a client ask me, he said, Matt, would you rather have a $150,000 traditional IRA or 401k or a $100,000 Roth IRA or Roth 401k? What would you rather have?
Right now.
Right now.
Oh, I'd take a Roth.
100,000 Roth?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because that's assuming I didn't get the tax deduction on the way to get there.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have a Roth right now.
Today, like just sitting
there. Yeah, because I got to convert it to Roth tomorrow. I don't want to do that. You know what? Hold up. What's my tax rate? Because if you're giving me 150 traditional.
Yeah.
And I convert it to Roth tomorrow, I'm back down to 100 maybe.
Right. That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah. Right. Okay. But anyway, look at that. People, I know some of you are scared to death about retirement coming. You're 40, you're 45, 50 years old. If you give yourself 20 years, and you can set aside $2,000 or $3,000 a month. I know that sounds like a lot, but a lot of people start a side hustle just to fund that. And so just so powerful. So you're going to change some variables.
What do you got? Let's see if you're really behind the eight ball and you've done nothing and you're at 55, you want only a 10-year horizon, $620,000.
Okay. So if you do 3,000 a month.
Yeah.
So a total of 36 grand a year, and you're age 55, that's $622,000. Now, assume I want Roth money, so this is tax-free. This is a 10% annual return. We've had clients take a brand new Roth 10 years ago and turn it into $2 or $3 million with some creative investing. So you could really put some elbows and some grease into this. Here's another thing, too. If you're married, times two.
Exactly.
So
there
now
you go. Spouse should be doing the same thing. And do an HSA.
Yeah.
What is some of that major expenses you're going to have in your golden years? Medical. You can also use it for long-term care. Lots of things. You can actually use it for Medicare premiums, even in retirement, the HSA. Yeah. So that's adding another $7,700 bucks. You could do 10 years of that. That's another couple hundred grand you'll have in return. See,
I am actually kind of emotional about this today. I have had, and I know you've had it too, Matt, like over the years, I know us talking about contribution limits and all that, it can feel like salt in the wound because you're in your 50s. I'm in my 50s now. I regret I haven't saved enough. I really do. I put a lot of money back into my business. That's my retirement. I'm hoping it's going to pay off. I don't know. Matt's done better at me than saving.
I thought if I was going to be a retirement account geek, I better try to
put your money where your mouth is. So I am, no pun intended, put your money where your mouth is. You're a retirement geek, so you're putting your money where you, where you speak about. Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. See, that was really even very apropos. Yeah.
I'm eating my own food over here.
But I meet with so many people that are in their 50s and they are scared. They are literally scared. And you know what they did? I want to forewarn some of you not to do what they did. They paid for their kids' college education with their home equity or their 401k. And they thought they needed to give their adult children this huge leg up and at their own detriment for retirement. And now what's going on? Their kids are making money. Their kids are off. And you're sitting here going, what am I going to do? Work until I die? And people, you've got to take care of yourself first. That Christian principle, teach them how to fish. Don't go give them fish. Don't give them your fish. You got to take care of yourself.
I mean, it's like the airlines tell you. I mean, not that I ever like really airline advice, but put your own mask on first, you know, then assist your children. Yeah. All right. Ma'am, did you hear that? Make sure. Oh, you got a child. Make sure you put your mask on first. I like how they always come over and like
whisper. Like, did you get that?
Did you hear that important part? I'm always like leaning over there. I'm like, is this the time the plane's going down? Why are they making a special point about mentioning that today?
You know, on this week too, flight. I got shushed on a plane this Did week. You? Yeah. Like they were doing their little dog and pony show.
Are you on the phone?
No, I was having a conversation. Oh. And we were having a conversation on the plane. And I guess apparently we were talking too loud. She's like, shh, we're in the middle of our presentation. I'm like, wow, I've never been shushed. And I was like, you have the audacity to think people are really listening to you? It's a little ambitious. Anyway.
You're like, this is reruns. I've seen this one. I mean, what do you want? I can give that presentation.
Yeah, I know how to do a seatbelt. I really do. Yeah. And if oxygen falls from the ceiling, I think I know what I'm going to do.
I'm going to put it on my face. I'm going to breathe in. Where does this go? Like on the ears?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Sorry, we digress. All right, I want to hit a couple pitfalls. People screw up. Here's a big one. There's a misconception about Roth IRAs because there is kind of a little odd thing to it, that if you're high income, you can't contribute to a Roth IRA. Now, I want to note the high income limits that make you do a backdoor Roth. The high income limits basically say you cannot contribute to a Roth IRA through the front door as a standard Roth IRA contribution if you make more than 153 grand single or 228 grand married. This is the new numbers where you totally phase out. Can't do any Roth IRA contributions, 153 single, 228 married. That's the 2023 numbers. Now, if you have that income, your income is over that. That does not mean the Roth IRA is not for you. That means the backdoor Roth IRA is for you. And what you're going to do is make a traditional contribution that's non-deductible, which there's no income restriction on that. It doesn't matter if you have a 401k or a spouse has a 401k. Don't worry about that. And then you convert that traditional non-deductible contribution to Roth on day two. Okay. That's called the backdoor Roth IRA. Lots of prior podcasts. Now, the one little catch on the backdoor Roth is if you have traditional IRA dollars, regular traditional IRA dollars, an old employer 401k you rolled into an IRA, a traditional IRA you just were contributing 2 years ago, that regular traditional IRA account must be first converted to Roth before you can do the backdoor Roth. All right. So that's one little catch some people miss. We've tons of resources on that in the Backdoor Roth podcast. Okay, I want to hit one other pitfall, if I may, and that is if you have you're thinking, I just want to make a traditional contribution, traditional IRA contributions, but I have an employer 401k. Well, if you have no 401k and you have a spouse with no 401k, anyone can do a traditional IRA at any income. There's no restriction on that. But the IRS has this weird little rule that says if you have a 401k where you work, you are limited to doing a traditional IRA contribution if you have more than $83,000 of income. Now, if you're married and you have an employer plan at work, it's $136,000. That's you. You have a 401k or 403b. The company you work for has a plan and you make more than $136,000. You cannot do a traditional IRA. But what can you do? Back to a Roth IRA. Okay, now the last one here. These are just these little weird curveballs. If you have a spouse that has a 401k or other employer plan, you're married and your spouse has a 401k or other employer plan, you could not do a traditional IRA if you have $228,000 of income or more. All right. Now, again, on all those little scenarios I rattled off on your income, and do you have a 401k, does your spouse, are you married or single, and all these income limits, backdoor Roth IRA still works. So you can always do the backdoor Roth IRA because it's non-deductible. Those rules are for deductible traditional IRA contributions. So we do a non-deductible traditional contribution, convert it to Roth on day two. That's the backdoor Roth strategy. Gets around all these income rules. And do you have a 401k? Does your spouse have one? Did you contribute to one? Did you have a solo K you maxed out? Who cares? Doesn't matter. Do a non-deductible traditional IRA contribution. You convert to Roth. That's the backdoor Roth IRA.
All right. I love it. And I want to, those technical info. I want to, good stuff. I want to finish with this point, if I may. Mm-hmm. In the process of trying to build a little financial freedom and a little financial breathing room in your the later years of your life, there's different phases. There's kind of the phase of getting the money in, or the process of getting the money in. Mm-hmm. That's today's podcast. Yeah. We want to give you some of the tips and tools. Please do not rely on your accountant to spoon feed this to you. You've got to be the captain of your ship. Listening to this podcast may seem a little technical. You might need to listen to it two or three times, but absorb it and then turn around and teach it to your family this holiday season. Have a board meeting and teach this and say, guys, I don't want you to do what I did, or I want you to do what I'm doing, but come at it in a very positive mm-hmm. way with your family. As soon as you teach it to your family, you're going to really know it. Mm-hmm. Number two, the next process is investing it. We are gearing up for a cool investment workshop next year where you can attend, get investment tips. We're doing a webinar every month. We're doing our podcast, two of them a week. We want to bring you ideas and strategies. If you're not getting over 10% in your self-directed IRA, you need to be learning more mm-hmm. because you really should be. We can't promise that, but we've got clients that were on a panel at our self-directed IRA summit, which you can buy a virtual recording of right now, right? Yeah. Get over to self-directedirasummit.com.
SDIRASummit.com.
And we had a panel of guys and gals that are doing multi-million dollar Roth IRAs that started with nothing just 10 to 15 years ago. And so it's very, very doable. Then the third phase is getting the money out. And this is where if you can plan ahead and use the Roth strategy at 59 and a half, you got a tax-free ATM. Mm-hmm. We're going to start. We want to start. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been talking about it, starting to send out like a plaque or some sort of award every time a client of ours turns 59 and a half and they have a Roth IRA. Yeah. I think it'd be super fun because that's just a huge day in the lives of people. So know that there's a process. Invest time into understanding it. Be patient. You don't get rich quick overnight. It's very, very rare in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. Don't expect it to happen to you. Do the little things. Hit base hits. As Matt has explained before, we love Moneyball. If you can watch Moneyball for that very principle, that whole story of the Oakland A's and Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill, and that story is phenomenal. It's a true story. It really comes down to two words, base hits. Yep. I just love that show. Yep.
Base hits, just get on base. Don't worry about hitting home runs. People get scared. They never even get up to bat because they know they can't hit a home run, or they're totally dumb and they get up there and they're not a home run hitter and they strike out. Get base hits. Just get on base. That's how you score runs in baseball.
Yeah, I'd love to. Like, I was watching Bryce Harper last night with the Phillies.
Yeah.
And he's like the consummate. He hangs in that plate, hanging over it, and he's going to get walked. You know? And he got walked in the third inning, and it was the 3-2 pitch, and he had the cojones. He just stayed in there, got walked. Yeah. I mean, Bryce Harper, he rocks. But anyway, it's good.
Yeah. Well, are you going for the Phillies then?
Oh, dude, I'm an underdog guy. Oh. I'm totally under. Who likes the Astros? I mean, the cheating scandal.
From Houston, I don't know.
Do you like the Astros? Okay, look, we got our studio consensus here. For you Houston fans. I'm sorry, but
yeah.
No. You know,
I frankly don't care between either team. But
really, well, Philadelphia. Yeah. This is their year. They're undefeated. The Eagles are undefeated, and the Phillies is tied at 2-2.
Who was the big player for the Phillies a long time ago, like in the 80s and 90s? Mm. I can't even tell you a Phillies player.
Don't worry about that. I only watch baseball for the World Series are fun.
Yeah,
I know. Just get into it, the World Series.
All right. Well,
all right. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. So we're going to have an article on this, too. Get to directedira.com. Look for new contribution limit rule for 2023. It'll get you all the details on this. I know we were throwing out numbers, but this is important. The base hits that we were talking about there, as Mark just brought up, Moneyball, is maxing out your retirement account. Okay. That is almost like getting up to bat. you're earning the right to get up to bat. And then you make a basic investment to get base hits, you get on base, and over time, you score a lot of runs. But you got to get the money in. You got to have the discipline to get it in, learn how to max it out, get as much in as you can, save. And as we saw from the investment calculator numbers Mark was running, time is on your side. Max out, get as much as you in can, and start now. You know, everybody's like, well, when's the best time to plant a tree? Yesterday. Do it now. Today. Just do it. Like, start now.
Okay.
All right. That's
it. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week, and we will see you next week for Open Forum. Next week is Open Forum on the Main Street Podcast, where we're answering business and tax law questions. And next week will be Open Forum for Directed IRA, where we're answering your questions about self-directing your investment strategies. We'd love to help you build that dream in a Roth IRA. You will love it. See you then.